is the kind tequila, I hope. And Jelita, thank you so much for being here. Learn more at alumnitheatercompany.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday Mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJ R, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, plus those of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, as well as our listen by phone number, 631-359-8728.
Grooving on a New York afternoon. We're grooving on a New York afternoon. On a Sunday, went to the city hoping this would be the one day. New York afternoon, took a subway. Went to the village, Chinatown, and walked down Broadway. On a day in June, strolling through the park, what a lovely, lovely feeling. Then I looked at you and my heart began to reel, and this is our day. Here in Manhattan, everyone is part of our play. New York afternoon, walk through the art show in Washington Square. Heard some jazz on the lower east side. When skies are gray and snow was falling in December, 'twas a New York afternoon. You've gone nowhere. All that I know is getting up these memories to share. I gotta get back soon. Watching the sun set across Central Park as the skyline goes just like a jewel. Like a jewel. I love New York afternoon. My love has come, starting on a New York afternoon. My love has come, starting on a New York afternoon. My love has come, starting on a New York afternoon. My love has come, starting on a New York afternoon.
Saturday Light Brigade. Richie Cole on sax. And Eddie Jefferson. I kind of have a thing about playing songs that might, if songs really focus on times of day or times of the year, and we're live, I won't play them. That song talks about being a Sunday. It also talks about being in New York, and it also talks about it being the afternoon. But it's Eddie Jefferson, and it's Richie Cole, and it's among the finer songs they've done together, so it's hard not to play it.
Communitopia joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Communitopia's 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit takes place on March 21st at Museum Lab, located on Pittsburgh's historic North Side. This youth-led summit features speakers, breakout sessions, games, and creates a space for environmentally conscious community building. More information on the 6th Annual Youth Climate Action Summit is available at communitopiapgh.org. That's communitopiapgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
Beach, Boise, Idaho is coming up. We're doing some final setting up for them. And you'll get a chance to hear from them in an acoustic set coming up in about 5 minutes or so.
You just
Saturday Light Brigade, and we have got a four-piece band I'm about to introduce you to: Sam Berman, Graham Albright, Jason Gallagher, and Anthony Cantanzarite. We'll talk with each of them after their first song. They're set up live and ready to go, and they are known as Beach, Boise, Idaho. We've got Beach, Boise, Idaho, and I have a 50-50 chance. I know you're either Jason or Cram. We didn't get a chance to meet before the show, before you started. So I'm going to go with Cram.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. I did it. I got absolutely correct. You know how I made my guests? They give me little notes. And one of you, first of all, I knew it was one of the two of you because it says you were playing guitars. Secondly, I was thinking, Graham's getting married in April. Graham looks like he's more about to get married. so that was it, just so you know how I did the math in my head. Tell me about, I want to know a little bit about that song. Is that one of yours?
Yeah, it's an original that I wrote a while ago.
It's a sweet song, a nice song.
Thanks.
Where are you from? Are you from this area?
I was born in Emsworth. I grew up in Altoona. And then moved back here in 2020 after going to New England for undergrad. I think a greater metropolitan is kind of just the place to be.
Yeah. What city in New England were you in?
Boston.
That had to be nice until 2020 when things probably really slowed down there.
Yeah. Once you get your degree, you realize how expensive rent really is. So it made more sense to relocate.
And the guitar, you've got this, wow, Taylor, it's, I'm guessing it's a quarter size? Tell me about the guitar.
Yeah, it's a Taylor Baby. So I teach music, and so when my students are, you know, 9, 10 years old, and they're sitting there with a full-size dreadnought on their lap, can be really discouraging. So I always have these in the lesson room to just show them that, you know, things scale down. I'm only 5'8". I have nothing to brag over. So, I kind of like them myself enough to just buy one at a point.
Can you just do a chord or so we can hear what that sounds like?
Yeah, sure.
Sounds pretty much like a regular guitar.
Yeah, it's nice and bright.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And let's meet Jason, since, I referred to you. You're not getting married soon, that I know of.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name's Jason Gallagher. I started playing guitar, 7 or 8 years ago. Kind of just got into it all on my own. And here I am. I love the Grateful Dead. That's my thing. So if you like the Grateful Dead, check me out.
You must be a friend of punks. Do you know who punk is?
I know who punk is. Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not able to play Punkapalooza this year, but I do know punk. Cool guy.
Yeah. The punk guy. You're listening or you wondering, you might know the Cunningham family. Punk is Steve Cunningham. And is a great musician and a good guy, too. Are you from this area?
Yeah, I grew up and I still live at home in Kennedy Township.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And we're going to meet the bass player next before we play more music. And it's Anthony Catanzaro, right?
Yeah, that was actually right. Yeah, that's, usually people cook that, but good, nice.
I know another Catanzaro, right? So who knows?
Yeah.
I know Gina Catanzaro, right?
That's my aunt. It's my aunt, Gina, yeah.
Gina's a great filmmaker and cinematographer.
Yeah.
Small
world.
I know punk, I know Gina. Yeah. I was able to divine who Graham was,
Mm-hmm. I know a little bit about everything.
I try. Well, tell me about yourself. Are you from this area?
Yeah, I'm from like the McKees Rocks, Robinson area. I grew up around here. Me and Jason went to school together growing up. I love jazz music and like music inspired by jazz, like city pop and all kinds of stuff like that.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And then I feel like it's 6 degrees of separation day. So I'll say hello to Jeff Berman's son, Sam. Sorry about that. I should flip the relationships. This is your show, and you're playing percussion today. Tell me a bit about the band.
About the band? Well, I've been with them for almost 3 years now.
I mean, Graham's pretty much the one who started the whole thing, and we've all just kind of slowly joined throughout the years, and we've kind of become who we are now as musicians with all the music we're writing and recording now and playing live.
Well, that's excellent. And I know you don't have anything live scheduled yet, but you're expecting to have a couple singles coming out soon, and also a full-length album coming out soon. And just since everybody else was put through these paces, Sam, you're from Pittsburgh originally, right?
Yeah, grew up in Fox Chapel. I live in Highland Park right now. And I get around with multiple groups. I know I was on a show back last summer with Orange G. And also Jeff and the whole family is probably listening right now. So they probably caught that reference.
Oh, they probably did. Hello, Jeff. And hello, Sue. We have to say hello to everybody. Graham, what song are you guys about to play?
We're going to do a song that I wrote for my now fiance within the first few weeks that we were dating, called Other People.
Can't wait to hear it. Here is the group known as Beach Boise, Idaho. Written after only knowing your fiance for 2 weeks. That's pretty amazing.
Perspective's pretty easy when you go through a lot.
That's I like that. That should be on a sticker.
To every romance I let down, I am truly sorry, but I am so glad to be here.
Understood. Very much. And you're listening to Beach Boise, Idaho. You can find them at Bandcamp, Beach Boise ID, short for Idaho, or Maybe it's id. You never know. Beach Boise, ID at Van Camp. Yes.
Where's the ego coming next?
Yeah. There's a... they unearthed some Woody Guthrie songs recently that had never been released before. He made tapes on a reel-to-reel recorder in his house, and they never released them because they sounded really bad. And they were able to finally come up with enough digital technology. I'm getting to a point, I promise, to clean them up and to make them sound really good. And one of them is about his id and ego and super ego chasing each other around. And it's a really good song. And it's Woody, like, saying, it's my id and super ego battling out, you know, and going on and on. It does strike me to, I'm curious about the band name. Have you ever been to Boise?
No. I've researched graduate study programs in Boise. And I think that the couple Zoom meetings I had with the Boise State people were the closest I'll get for a while.
What's a great band name? It's easy to remember. I can see when you hit it big, these like circular bumper stickers that say BBI on them, you know, for Beach Boise, Idaho.
That's the acronym we use for to save ourselves some syllables when we're all exchanging the band name together.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. This guy's very Spartan. He's got the small guitar with him. Graham does. He understands how to, you know, Beach, Boise, Idaho. That's six syllables. Yeah. You cut that in half.
Just consolation on the mind that said this band name would be a great idea. My dog's name is Thelonious, and that's two syllables too many for any dog, so we call him Theo.
That's funny. I have a monkey named Marmaduke. No, never. He got it. He got it. Took him a minute. It's fun to hear you guys. What would you like to do next?
We're going to do a song that I wrote a long time ago about avoiding all the... I think everyone in this band has some neurodiversity going on. So this is about... avoiding everything you have to do during finals week, one of your last semesters of school.
Very relatable. By the way, I put a little video of the band up. If you want to see what they look like and get a sense of who they are, I just stuck that up at SLB Radio. So now a song about avoidance and perhaps a song that will validate our feelings. We'll find out. Beach Boise, Idaho.
Validate them however long or short the moment lasted of validation. This is like I said I would. One, two, three, four.
You've got the biggest beehive in your bonnet. Any beehive's good enough for me. Bit of luck, I'll take away that bonnet. When piggies fly, I'll take away them bees. Cookie says my social skills are lacking. Why is it so cumbersome to me? When I get too full of all the words I'll say but never do, I must admit I'd rather face the bees. And I heard I won't be getting back till Tuesday. So far the getting's never gotten good. The rotator cuff inside my right arm socket undid itself just like I said it would. Fundamental contract. To whom it may concern, I do not care. The time I've always had to run an errand sifts right through my palms into the air. And I'm in another mundane paramnesia. Excuse me if I sound misunderstood. I've littered all the floor space with the laundry. I said I would. The past few days I've found my expectations aren't turning out the way I thought they should. The best of what's been left for me to shudder through the gray is so predictably absurd, I said it would.
Like I said it would.
Beach Boy, Idaho. That was amazing, the four-part harmony at the end. And also, Jason and Graham, the vocals you've been doing together, I think on every song so far, have been really good to hear, too. Do you guys normally play this acoustically, or do we have you a little more so this morning?
Yeah, we get like a little more birdsy at times, B-Y-R-D-S-Y. Is that an adverb?
It could
I think
be.
I saw it in a book once.
I think you just coined that.
Are you talking like Roger McGuinsey? That kind?
Yeah. So like we have an electric setup and we do the same songs. I think the guitars and the bass have the same instrumentation, but the dynamic is really provided by the drum kit when we gig. Yeah.
This sounds really great. Don't get me wrong, but I'm probably a little biased. I tend to like stuff that's acoustic, but it's really good. Sound. I like this. A dog named Thelonious, and then creating Birdsian or McGuinsian. I've got a lot to think about here. What were you thinking of studying in grad school?
I wanted to do guitar performance. I think as a musician, I've been playing since I was 12 years old. I knew by 14 I wanted to do this in some capacity for the rest of my life. I think it's not a unique thing to any musician to say, like, okay, can I get better at doing it? How can I get better at doing it? And sometimes the guidance that music academia provides can be a really good answer. It was for me in undergrad, but...
Where were you in Boston?
Oh, man.
we don't have to talk about it.
I was at the school in Boston that you go to do that. Hi, Joe Depp.
yeah, there. Yes, I understand. But I really do understand that because my brother was at that school.
Okay.
And my brother is a professional guitar player.
Nice.
And he was at that school for about 6 months or maybe. And it's a long story.
No matter how short or long someone's stay is, like Psy, the Opa Gundam style guy, went there for like a semester. Seems like no matter how short or long your stay is, you get what you need.
That's exactly what Joe Depp has said, I think. And I know that's what my brother said. It's just, that's exactly it. It's like a, you know, when you look at a painting and you see what you want to see, sometimes you see what you want to see and get what you want to get.
Yeah,
I can relate to that. The group is Beach Boise, Idaho, and I am excited to hear what you're going to do next. These songs have all been fantastic. What is the next one?
So we actually, a couple weeks ago, did a show at the Funhouse honoring the life and work of Daniel Johnston, who's a personal favorite songwriter, and I know his music touches the hearts of a lot of people, and we were really proud that such a caring crowd came out that night. And so we kind of want to honor something that happened recently by doing our version of his tune, Walking the Cow.
Here again, Beach Boise, Idaho.
Hey, there's no shame in Berkeley.
Oh, is that the school we were talking about? I was wondering.
Can't know for sure. Tried to reach out,
gone. Lucky stars in your eyes. I am walking the cab. I really don't know how I came here. I really don't know why I'm staying here. Ooh, I'm walking the cat.
Beach Boys, Idaho. It's really great to listen to all of you. You're just perfectly blended. You know, I can tell. How do you get? I'm going to turn to Sam for this, just because I'm not tired of talking to Graham. We'll come back to Graham. How do you get together to practice as often as you'd like?
I think. Throughout the years, we've been getting together more frequently, especially when we know what we're doing, like with shows, recording, and we try to prioritize like what's important, like the Daniel Johnson show. We spent like a month getting ready with that with all the other musicians. So I'd say, yeah, we've kept ourselves on a good schedule, especially, yeah, in the last year. So we pretty much are on the same page.
That's good, because it can be kind of hard. And let me say, anything you want to add about the band?
Yeah, I love these dudes. We play like once a week, and it's just, you know, it's always a good time.
It can be hard. Tell me about the bass. You've got this five string bass, and what is this made out of?
This is oak.
Very nice. It's really, I don't know if it'll show in the picture I took, but it's just really nicely done. We probably have time for three more songs, if that's okay. With you guys, it's good to have them there. We do have a full-throated endorsement from Jason for the school in New England. I heard it there.
Well, it sounded like he was scared to say the B word, but I think that's one of the few B words we are allowed to say on this broadcast.
You can.
They're going to come for the money I don't have, Jason.
You got to get back to him for that one.
Oh, my goodness. We're talking Berkeley, California. That's where we are today. But that's the one that's spelled correctly. I always was confused at how the New England Berkeley was spelled. But
it's B-E-R-K-L-E-E. Two guys. One's last name was Burke and one was Lee. And the creatives, they were truly groundbreaking, came up with Berkeley.
Is that true?
Yes.
I never knew that. So it could have been...
No.
I guess Full Sail was taken.
Yeah, really.
What song would you like to do next?
We're going to do our tip of the hat to real estate in town, and we're going to play Blame It on Arkham.
Blame It on Arkham. Beach Boise, Idaho.
Others sang what's killing them. For tonight I wouldn't suspect you. Pouring pennies properly as aspiring alcoholics deem. Twenties are just something that you go through. My broke back beckons, wasted years counting this dog's beggared tears. Overworked with efforts left to do. But when the mailman knows my name is my maintenance request amalgamate, I know I can lay the blame on you. Lay the blame, blame it on you. Nothing changes when you rent your place from Arkham. Your windows never open, married plastered pain, and the Oana Act is middle age. Someone to screw and holding pettiness for peace when moving on, to say the least. It's difficult when living in a lean-to. It's best we keep this news a hush. We don't want the roaches hearing us. The bathroom rat's the only one to clue. And I can't get mad at being poor when you kept me dumb when I got bored. But now I know I can lay the blame on you. Lay the blame, blame it on you. Nothing changes when you rent your place from Arkham. The sky's the limit, baby, when the roof is caving in. And Theo needs a happy place to stay. Yeah, 'cause Theo needs a happy place to stay. Theo needs a happy place to stay.
Beach, Boise, Idaho, here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And a great mix job taking place right now. We thank Ellis Storm, Technical Associate and Technical Director Chad Green for that work. Joseph Kukula writes to say how good you sound. He's listening. And if you have a message that you'd like to send to the band, you can text us at 412-200-5975, and I will gladly relay it to the band. They'll be able to say hello to you. I'm going to ask, I'm going to turn back to Anthony and just ask about the five-string bass again, not to put you on the spot, but we were talking about that before. Yeah. Why, not being a bass player or even much as a musician, what does a five-string bass, I was going to say, what does it get you? But I guess it gets you a fifth string and more range. But it's gotta be more than that.
There's a few extra notes you get, a few lower notes you get. But, I mean, honestly, it's just nice to have, you know what I'm saying? You can play a G over here, down, you know what I'm saying? Instead of having to play a G up here, right, you can play, there's some things that are just easy, you know what I'm saying, if you're trying to do some walking bass lines.
I was just going to ask you about walking lines or more intricate lines. Does it give you more flexibility in where you want to go?
Yeah, sometimes you do have to be careful of like the frequency range you're in, because if you know you're too low or too high, you know what I'm saying, you got to be wary of that. But as long as you are, yeah, it's pretty useful.
Excellent. And I also wanted to get back to Jason for a second. I think that last song really showcased your finger picking, which I've noticed throughout this morning. How did you learn that?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, it really, I mean, I loved learning songs. I was into psych rock for a while, but then Jerry Garcia kind of drastically changed my life. And since then, I've gotten into bluegrass and fusion music and really worked on my right hand a lot. And I wish I was showcasing it better than I am doing in actuality. But yeah, it's a lot of time spent practicing just technique and like technicalities and learning solos, transcribing. That's what it's all about.
You're gonna be your own worst critic when it comes to things like that. You sound great, Graham. What's next?
So in the last song we had this name Theo. I already said that in the broadcast. That's Theo. It's kind of like the band mascot. So we're gonna do a song for Theo to end called Fleas. Which we experienced when we rented from Arkham Realty, living in Bloomfield. but, you know, no bitterness about it.
No, Theo, and this is your... Are you finishing up with this one?
We can do one more.
Oh, yeah, I think... yeah, we should have time.
Cool.
This is
Fleas.
Fleas. So here we go. Once again with Beach Boise, Idaho.
And if anyone's familiar, Fleas just sounds like Snow by Red Hot Chili Peppers. And it's an ode to Flea as well. cool. 3, 2, 2, 3.
Bitter ends, open and a door. On hills, income based, low rent for cheap thrills. I can't balance my word with my peace in this slum one bath when my dog has fleas. Dog has fleas. Here's and CC's, but I won't be
disagree.
There you have our Beach Boise, Idaho. Once again, Graham Albright wrote the songs and was lead on them. Jason Gallagher, lead guitar, Sam Berman, percussion, and Anthony Catanzarite on bass. Everybody doing great vocal harmony. You can look for them at Beach Boise, Idaho on Bandcamp. And keep an eye out for a couple singles soon, as well as an eventual album. There's time for one more. Anything else you'd like to say before you play it?
Yeah. It's been a really cool journey with this band, but I'm retiring. No. I'm too far in to say anything like that.
We're too old to retire.
We're too old to retire, yeah. It's been a really good journey with this, and we've had a shift in focus the last year that has really helped us maintain morale with no matter what we see outside our four walls, we can all kind of come together. So we're doing a lot of charity shows. The DJ show, Daniel Johnston, was in collaboration with the IORU Project, and we're really excited to work with our communities in Pittsburgh and get out there and play in libraries and read books to millennial adults with children that have good messaging, and to keep a good thing going and to keep Pittsburgh strong. So I encourage other musicians to find a way to get involved too, because community's there for all of us.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well said. Thank you for doing that. What's the song you're going to finish up with?
I guess the last song would be Don't Ask Why, or should we do Beatles YouTube?
Beatles YouTube is sick.
It's up to you.
Beatles YouTube, that one.
It's up to you.
Yeah, the other arrangement, everyone's waiting to play.
Yeah, Anthony said it would be sick too. So, thank you once again to Beach Boise, Idaho.
They only gets to play for like 45 seconds.
Yeah. Really. Anyone who may be listening to the broadcast, pull open your smartphone. Not if you're driving. pull open your smartphone and get on Instagram and follow Beatles_YouTube.
Yeah, not us.
Don't follow. No, yeah, follow us. We don't care about
we're
that.
We're beachboise.id. Hang on to your ego. Okay, cool. One, two, three, four.
About it, my bad, the truth. Burns brighter than you'd care to admit. Whoa, cyclical joke, vices float better than most other folks, but who's to know? No, over wide rapids, away we go. Show for which they waited. The marquee's great unveiling claims the fans will have to stay hydrated, for they hear their saviors coming back to tell the news. Beatles YouTube. Stage where everything just happens. While
while voices in my head shout loudly back another satisfaction's a little paradise with something old with something new. Beatles, YouTube.
There you have it. What a great band. Thank you very much to Beach, Boise, Idaho for being with us today. Thank you to all of our guests from the cast of Aquila and The Bee at Alumni Theater Company. Thanks to Jelena, RJ, and Imani for joining us. Aquila and the Bee opens February 13th, runs through the 15th at 6601 Hamilton Avenue in Homewood. Thanks also to Ivy Evelyn, a senior at Kappa, for sharing her music with us today. Our program is booked by Ty Chorosky. Technical director is Chad Green. Ella Storm is our technical associate. Our education team includes the birthday person, Alexa Bosick. Happy birthday, Alexa. Grace Anderson, Alex Bennett, Ben Rutkowski, Megan Valley. Manager of our youth media center is Joseph Kukula. Robert Gray is our director of operations, and Ricky Berger is our director of me. We'll meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Robert Gray is our director of operations, and Ricky Berger is our director of me. We'll meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Berger for being our opening act this week once again. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City online radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock.